Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Seeing with New Eyes. Today is April 10th, 2020. I am creating podcast number 5, and the title is Be in the World, but Not of It. Being alive at this time is really a wonderful opportunity. We have something called the coronavirus, and it is a pandemic, a global crisis, and it's an enormous wake-up call. It's teaching us that we all are in life together and that we have to learn how to work together, regardless of our race, our religion, regardless of our political or sexual orientation, regardless if we're rich or poor. If we're male or female, actually, to the virus, none of this matters. So it's a wake-up call that we all must wake up and learn something about our true identity, and that will help us to work together. Hello, I'm Heather Williams. I am the author of the book Drawing as a Sacred Activity. I practice self-discovery through the arts. I am a retired art and special ed teacher. I am a high watch mentor in the Prosperos School of Ontology. The mission statement of this school is to make spiritual truth an effective force for ordered freedom and common good. I am very grateful to be sharing with you today. It's almost Easter, by the way. A few words that Jesus said. Jesus said, be in the world, but not of it. Let's explore. Now, being in the world is being a physical body in a physical world, and the world outside of you is separate from you. And the physical world is the world of duality, okay? Like, I know this is me, and that you're over there separate from me, right? That's how we live in this world of physicalness. The computer, I'm looking at the computer, it's separate from me. The coffee cup is separate from me. We all live in a physical world, okay? But there is more than the physical world. This is what I learned in the Prospero School of Ontology. The teaching of this school says that we are mind, that we are awareness, that we are consciousness. And as we activate this identity of being consciousness, we begin to have the ability to stop and question things a little more, to calm down and imagine and create a new solution to a problem. It is our mind that designs the apartment, that designs the solar energy panel, that designs the new ways of dealing with things. The mind is our true identity, and it's always inside of us. And this true identity is a truth which connects us spiritually and scientifically with one another, with the trees. We're connected with the trees through we are mind, we are awareness, and frankly, the trees also are consciousness. The flowers, the birds, the sunshine. We are living in a physical world. We're also living in a spiritually connected consciousness. We are energy. My teacher Thane said we must learn, all of us must learn, to live back and forth between matter space and mind space. This connects with what Jesus said, be in the world, but not of it. In fact, Jesus was actually saying a little more. He was saying, be in the world, be physical, be part of it, look around, enjoy, but don't be stuck in it. Don't limit yourself to that. You must know there is more to you than your physical nature. We must learn about our true identity as consciousness. And as we do, we begin to free ourselves from our limited beliefs. Now, it is essential that we free ourselves from old beliefs and fears. Over the years, and human beings have been evolving for quite a few thousand years, but over the however many years, where we are today in 2020, with the coronavirus, with nuclear energy, with climate change, we've become selfish. Human beings either feel entitled to take what we want, or human beings are on the other side feeling fearful, lacking. I'm not good enough, incapable. We're weak. So either we have egos that feel we're better than everybody and we are entitled, or we feel we are not anywhere near enough. So whether you're the entitled one or you're the not good enough one, and we've all got parts of all these, we are asleep to who we really are. And I love this story that Gurdjieff said. He was a wonderful teacher. He was the teacher of my teacher, Thane. He said this, it's kind of like we all live in the basement of a beautiful four-story home, but we're in the basement completely unaware of our higher potential, our true identity. And then when we're hit with a problem, what we do is we point our fingers and blame somebody else for the problem and then cry out, oh, poor me, I got it so bad. That's living in the basement. But how do you climb out of this basement? How do you walk up the steps to your higher capacity? Well, it's about waking up to our true identity as consciousness. And you have to admit it's true that as mind or consciousness, this is how we're all connected and where we are all one humanity. Our oneness is in our mind. And that's something that we can access. To deal effectively with the coronavirus or with any crisis, we must wake up to our true identity as consciousness. Now, just one more little thing. It is the cosmic intention. What does that mean? The cosmic or cosmos is the whole universe. And we're in a solar system. And the solar system is one solar system out of thousands of solar systems. Scientists say it's pretty, pretty likely that there are other planets like the Earth having life forms on them, just like we are on the Earth. It is the cosmic intention, the purpose of the universe, that human beings come to know themselves, to know who they truly are, to know their divine purpose, our divine purpose for being here. And like Jesus said, that we will come to know how to be in the world, but not stuck in it, trapped in it, limited by it. We are designed by God or the universe or the cosmos to work together. It is our nature to work together. Just think, the atoms in your body, the cells, tissues, muscles, all of our bodily organs work together. You're not in charge of them. That is life. That is beingness. That is the cosmic intention for all these things to work together. Atoms are flowing now through you, through the trees, through flowers, dogs, cats, bugs. The atoms are working together. Now human beings must learn how to work together to deal with even bigger crises that are coming. At least that's what I feel we are going to be needing to be in the world but not of it in order to solve the problems. Now, if you are interested in being in the world but not being stuck in it, you will want to know more about my upcoming class, which is called Cosmic Intention Therapy, the universal's purpose about healing ourselves, Cosmic Intention Therapy. This will be online. It will be a class online beginning April 18th. That's Saturday, April 18th. We will meet for 1 hour every day for 10 days. The class will begin April 18th. It will end April 28th. I am charging $95 for new students, $45 for review students. But let me say this. If you are having a financial issue due to the coronavirus, I will be more than happy to work out a plan for you to attend this class at a very reduced rate or on a contribution basis. Please learn more. Here's my website, www.drawingtogether.com/theprosperos. I'll spell that, T-H-E, and then a little forward dash, P-R-O-S, P-E-R-O-S. Okay, that will give you guidance and tell you more about this class, and it will also give you the link to register for the class. So, frankly, if you wanted to call me, I'm open on that too. 760-213-6060. And I will be glad to talk with you. Thank you very much for attending podcast 5. Thank you.